I intentionally left out the who and the why because I don't have any proof. But what I do have proof of is sudden deaths, all-cause mortality shifting from old to young in 21 and 22. I have statistics that show that the employed of our country have had worse health outcomes in 21 and 22, which normally shouldn't happen, should be inverse. You should be healthier if you're showing up at work than the general U.S. population. So at the very least, I proved that something horrible is going on, but no one seems to want to talk about it. And you have to ask yourself this question, why? And if you don't believe me, I QR code everything. I use my own data. I use publicly available sources like the Society of Actuaries, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is not, you know, a dude on the internet. This is a guy with experts behind him. I have two PhD physicists. I have insurance executives, insurance whistleblowers. You know, we have it all. And the evidence is there. And I went to go see Senator Ron Johnson in December, and I said, we have a national security crisis. The employed of our country are dropping dead and getting disabled at a rate that is beyond the general population. I blame the vaccines. If it's not that, then what is it? And why aren't we talking about it? So at the very least, let's assume I'm wrong, which I'm not. Let's say I am. Why aren't we talking about this? What is going on? And I rest assured this. If the sudden deaths we're seeing were occurring in the unvaccinated, this would be on every news channel 24/7. But it's not. That's all you need to know.
This won't be up for long. Share as much as you can. Mike Eden, ex-chief scientist of Pfizer, has stated that it is now too late to save any person who has been injected with any COVID-19 vaccine. He urges those who have not yet been injected with the deadly compound to fight for the continuation of humans and the lives of their children. The world-acclaimed immunologist goes on to outline the process which he says will kill the vast majority of people now alive. Immediately on receipt of the first injection, around 0.8% of people die within 2 weeks. The survivors have a life expectancy of 2 years on average, but this is decreased with every top-up or booster injection. Down at the bottom, billions are already condemned to certain unchangeable and agonizing deaths. Each person who has received the injection will certainly die prematurely, and 3 years is a generous estimate. Please share.
Has helped fuel a rise in the number of fatal cardiac arrests across the country, according to a new report. Let's bring in today's Ashlyn Krukellis in Brisbane for us. Morning, Ashlyn. What are health experts saying?
Jane, they say the data is concerning, and that's because it shows within the first 8 months of 2022, more than 10,200 Australians died due to heart-related disease.
Clinicians, the experts reviewing the Pfizer documents, which are 55,000 documents, which Pfizer and the FDA sought to keep hidden for 75 years, they issued another bombshell story, another bombshell report. And this one shows, it's unbelievable, it shows, Jeff, that 61 people died of stroke out of 275 people who had stroke-related adverse events within 90 days after the Pfizer injection was rolled out, mostly just in one country, which is the United Kingdom, and then later in just the United Kingdom, US. 61 people died. In other words, one in five people in the Pfizer post-marketing trials, right, died of the people who reported stroke-like events, fatal outcomes. And so you've got to visualize now that's just 3 months. And this is after, post-marketing means after, right. Pfizer and the FDA were saying December of 2020, it's fine, hooray, right. 100%. Effective, safe and effective. This is after all of the, you know, physicians groups said go ahead and do it, after the president said go ahead and do it, after the spokespeople in the CDC said go ahead and do it. Pfizer was tracking who died, and one in five of the people who suffered stroke-like reactions died in 3 months. So now it's been 14 months. Sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say this is personal to me. I believe that my mother died due to this vaccine. I have friends that had their loved ones die. In their opinion, it was based on taking this vaccine. Many of them took it against their will. Many of them had to take it, whether they were living in retirement communities, where they needed it for their job. I think this is going to be, when we look back at this, the greatest assault on humanity in recorded history. And the numbers have got to be mind-boggling here when we calculate them all.
Father, I pray for perfect peace of mind. I come against every intrusive thought. I bind the spirit of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your peace come upon that one receiving this now. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Father, help them to see with eyes of faith. Help them to see you. Reveal your presence and glory to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let perfect peace be theirs. We pray this in the matchless name of Jesus. I want you to say it because you agree. Say it in faith. Amen.
I don't want to live my life with a form of godliness. I don't want to live my life with a flawed character. I don't want to live my life in deception. I want to live my life clean. I want to live my life with power. I want to live my life before God, knowing that I belong to Him and knowing that He is pleased with the way I walk. You want that, then you want the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the breath behind the movement of your spirituality. The Holy Spirit is the fire of that love for Christ in your heart. The Holy Spirit is the one who drives you into the depths of God. The Holy Spirit is the key to true and powerful Christian living.
This gets wilder. The father of her son, what happened with him?
I got a call from him. I didn't take the call that day. I ended up taking it the next day as I was just preparing my heart to speak with him. And as soon as I got on the phone with him, I shared my faith with him that I'd given my life to the Lord and all the things that happened. And I heard the Lord say, tell him to stop what he's doing. And immediately I said, I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but I hear the Lord saying that you need to stop whatever it is you're doing. He begins to weep, Sid.
Do you want to accept Jesus into your heart today?
I get the opportunity to lead him to the Lord in that prayer.
He was still a drug dealer at that time.
Yes, yeah. He was still living that life.
Come into my heart.
So we asked each other for forgiveness. It was like the Lord just gave us that opportunity to just repair what had happened. And a week later, he calls me and he says, I just want to tell you, I haven't felt this close to God in so many years. That was a Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, 10:58 on Sunday. He flips his truck 10 times and dies instantly.
The following picture seems to show a selfie gone wrong. Posted to Facebook by Samara Ertiz, this image shows two young girls posing for the camera. However, if you look closely at the space between their heads, there appears to be a dark, shadowy figure. We see the outline of the figure's head and a hand as it seems to be waving towards the camera. The two people seen in the photo are the poster's friend's daughter and granddaughter, and after realizing what they had captured on camera, both supposedly ran from the room, screaming. Eerily, it was the same room in which the poster's friend's father had passed away. It seems that this wasn't the only sighting of the shadowy figure either. Shortly after this photo was posted to Facebook, the girls allegedly awoke to a similar figure standing by their bed. Now too afraid to go into the room, the family has decided to get a friend to install a security camera. So if there really is a shadow person lurking in their house, then hopefully the camera is able to catch some video evidence. We'll keep you updated if and when we hear more about this story.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Here is a music artist called The Dream. He's got a golden idol to worship, an award from the sold-out satanic world. What an absolute honor. I'm sure this means so much in reality. Hey everyone, can't take it with you when you die. Doesn't mean much from the fallen satanic world. That's just my opinion. He posts this on his social media and someone says, he's in the Illuminati, point blank period, right? Oh, the pyramid with the capstone at the top with the all-seeing eye of Horus, which is just Lucifer, Satan. That's what's going on here. And on his social media, he posts himself hiding his hand in his coat. Who are those people that hide their hands in their coat all the time? Christians? No, Freemasons. The god of Freemasonry is Lucifer the Light Bearer. We know him as Satan, the enemy of God and the enemy of Christians. So again, eternal salvation, forgiveness, and promises from God, or a golden idol to worship, an award from the fallen world. This is their God. He's hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Brothers and sisters, if you feel like praying for these people, please do so. I know a lot of us on this channel probably think they're too far gone, but I don't think they are. It's just very, very, very unfortunate. I can't understand it. No one's guaranteed their next breath in this life. No one's guaranteed that. No one's guaranteed it tomorrow. Today is always the day of salvation. God bless you, everyone.
Having me on my shoulders, and I have a respiratory problem that I've had. I can't get rid of it. I got sick here a while back, and it just lingers on and on and on, and I just can't shake it.
Your shoulders?
Yeah. That's from working all my life.
Is your right worse?
I forget which one is. They're starting to both feel the same now. It's okay. Been a while, and I'm going for a... They want me to go up for an operation here soon. Like.
So which operation do you want, the heavenly one or the human one?
Heavenly. Human.
Which operation do you want?
The heavenly.
When do you want to have it?
Right now.
Okay, amen. Amen. That's power God going through the prayer helper. Power God going through the prayer helper. Okay. Up. Up. Right up. Keep going. Down. Down. It's power God on it. It's power God on it. Breathe in, Daniel. Breathe in. Breathe in the power of God. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's nice. You feel that or not? Hey. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. can let him go now. The power of God's just moving in his lungs.
What was wrong with your lungs?
I just, every time I breathe a little bit, they start burning. And when I breathe out, they felt the same way. I've had problems for a long time.
How many years?
I was growing up with it, and then I got a car accident, and I...
So you had this since you were a boy?
Yeah.
And you don't look like you're 20?
No, not anymore.
How old are you now?
60.
So you've had this like 50-odd years?
Yes.
Half a century?
Yes. What was that, a breathing?
Now, breathe in. Okay. How's that?
Good.
Any burning?
No. Nope. None.
Someone say praise the Lord. 50 years of burning gone. Amen. And don't you worry about your shoulders. I believe with you, I believe that God's power is on those shoulders. So don't you worry about it, okay? I don't think you need any surgery. All right? Just keep in faith. Same God who healed your lungs.
What I'm doing.
Hey?
That's what I plan on doing.
Okay.
Feel better.
Better. Hallelujah!
Hi, I'm Doug, and this is Sylvia.
Hi.
And we're here with our friend, what's your name?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Oh, yes.
Emmanuel.
God,
oh, that's really good. So Emmanuel has a back problem and maybe a kidney problem, and we're going to pray for him and watch what God does.
Ow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cool. That is so hard.
Isn't that cool?
That's the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you're so beautiful.
You are so beautiful. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord.
So your Holy Spirit's just going right in.
And it's moving all over.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? He's moving all over?
Yes.
So he's driving all the sickness out right now. He's cleaning you out.
Yes. We command afflicting spirits to go in the name of Jesus. Anything that's afflicting you anywhere, we say you get out now.
It's what? It's hot. Yeah, God's healing. Maybe it's your kidney. Oh, your kidneys are back there. That's what it is.
It's hot in here too.
Yeah.
So how about you want to put your hand there, and I'll put my hand on there. And that on top. Okay. So Lord, we declare healing in the name of Jesus.
I just got amazing.
And I command anything at all that's not from you, you have to leave this body now.
What do you feel going on?
Warm everywhere.
God's giving you, like, he's cleaning out the diabetes out of your system. That's the Holy Spirit going through.
Oh, it's moving all over.
Yeah.
It's from my back to the front.
Isn't that cool? That's the Spirit of the living God. That's the one you've been worshiping, that you've been praying to. See, there's more than just the sit down, step up, stand up. You can actually have a real relationship. He wants to actually live inside of you.
Dear God, my Heavenly Father.
Dear God, my Heavenly Father.
I thank you for Jesus.
I thank you for Jesus.
I thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
I thank you for everything, all the work you're doing right now.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit. All the work that you've done right now.
And I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
I do believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins.
And I repent of all of them right now.
And I do repent of all my sins right now.
And I ask Jesus Christ into my heart.
And I ask Jesus Christ into my heart.
Emmanuel, I want to tell you something.
Wow, I'm so
by the Spirit
grateful.
Of the Lord. The person who converted from being a Muslim to being Christian in your family line a few generations back is looking from heaven down on you right now. And it's super pleased, just it's so excited about what you just did.
Oh, my body right now is cracking.
Yeah.
It's like it's
you're getting healed.
Over.
Wow,
you're being,
God
you're
is
being
totally,
healed.
Totally healing you from head to toe.
Isn't that
I
cool?
That.
Isn't that cool?
Lord,
so I spoke a true word.
Yes.
The Bible says that when we preach the word, the Holy Spirit can follow, there's signs, accompanying signs. And so as I was telling you something that was truthful from heaven, the Holy Spirit confirmed it by starting to heal your body. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Thank you.